You're the captain.
So all right. Fine.
Just a few minutes left here.
Yeah, just throw it to break.
Just a few seconds left. Girls' night out.
Then we can get a shot off.
Scout Riverwalk.
We're into injury time.
Flower Mound. Probably most of the giveaways are done, right? So we don't need to run the whole thing down again.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast out here.
I am too. I've had a good time.
Had a great sandwich. Fantastic.
What'd you go with?
Chips.
Turkey club.
Nice.
Donovan, should I tell them about my Kerr moment from earlier? You think that's off air?
Well, now you've said this.
Heck yes.
We have to learn.
Okay, so when I got here at about 5, I went to the bathroom to take a dump.
Oh,
no.
Don't tell this on the air. I now change my mind.
It's too late. You've started.
Already opened the box.
What are you doing?
I'll go anywhere. That's been established.
That is incredible.
It was too intriguing of an opening line for you to stop now.
Yeah, we got to hear the rest now.
And I'd been in the car for like an hour. And
a whole hour? Without going number two? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Metabolism. So I'm in there by myself. It's a two-stall situation. The door closes to the ceiling, but the floor is still, you got about a foot right there.
Yeah.
So I'm in there by myself. About two-thirds of the way through, and there's a guy in the stall next to me, comes in, and he wasn't in there very long before I hear him trying to exit, and his door won't open. It is locked from the inside somehow. He's locked in the stall.
No.
And I hear the guy go, "Hello?"
Did you pick your feet up real quick?
just hanging on the
not breathing.
Spider-Man in the side.
I felt like it was impossible.
I felt like it was too late.
Like your underwear just drops to the floor.
Damn it.
And the second time.
Swing your foot underneath his stall wall.
Hello? Hello? And I go, yeah. And he's like,
Jake? Hey, is that Jake?
Jake Kemp?
Can you sign something for me?
He's like,
he unrolls the toilet paper and puts it underneath.
Yeah, just sign this. I don't have anything to sign. You mind signing this? Sheet of toilet paper, sheet of two ply.
He says,
bingo.
Hey, I'm locked in. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I can tell. Like, it's pretty obvious.
Crawl up under.
And give me a boost.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
And it was kind
of, then there's kind of a silence, and I just said, I'll finish.
Gross. That is the saddest exchange.
And
so I
hustled through the end.
So he's counting the wipes.
Yeah.
Like, how long dog are you going?
Cigar cut it off.
And I
just clean.
I guess I'll come back to this later.
It's sphinx.
I no looked the door open. Like, I went by, and as I just did the open and keep walking.
You didn't want to see who?
Couldn't he have kicked the door?
I'm telling you, somehow it was locked from the inside, because he was...
Is there a child lock
he was
in a
shaking
stall
the
now?
Entire stall. I don't know. The door might have been maybe broken somehow. But.
That would have been the best if he, like, he starts shaking and the whole thing falls flat.
So you don't know who it is?
Jake's drawers are right there by his
knees. Yeah, it's like in Jurassic Park. That guy's sitting on the
toilet
with
the
dinosaur.
You don't want to talk to the person next to you no matter what, let alone let him out to finish what you're doing.
But if you got man down, then you got to pitch in.
You also don't want to see him crawl.
Right, he has to crawl through you somehow to get there.
That's the only way he would have
gotten come use your
the
door?
Front door goes ceiling to floor. Like, he would have had to exit through my side of the tunnel.
I would have been in for at least $10,000 for that to happen.
Hey, Jake, sorry.
I lift up my legs.
Sorry, buddy.
Like you do with a kid and make him crawl under him on the way out the door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you think about, like, lifting your legs and acting like you weren't there?
I thought about it.
But then he would have crawled in.
Yeah, he would have.
Oh, yeah.
Jake would be all naked, hovering above him.
Like belly crawling through the
I didn't think anybody was in here. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I just didn't want
to interact.
Up here.
Yeah.
You have to just.
This is how I do it.
You have to pretend to be deaf.
What if it's just his head that pokes out from underneath the bird?
Right.
Like, Jake's sitting there and he's trying to hold on and hide.
Right.
And
that guy's dead.
He's turtling twice.
Man, that is why he looks up. Can't go anywhere.
Looks up, he sees that starfish. Hey.
Well, how's he going to see that?
Hey.
He's not Jake.
He's not climbing
through the toilet.
Yeah.
His only out is through his own toilet.
No, Jake has scaled up the wall.
He's a garden snake.
That's the dumbest 8 minutes in chicken history.
I gotta go down before I can go up.
What a terrible way to have to get out. You'd have to stay locked in, right? That's the only way you can get through. Channeling through that toilet to get to the other one while Jake is using it.
He's like, he tunneled through 10,000 feet.
He comes out and his hands are up and he's looking up in the sky. Oh, my God.
No, thanks for telling that story. That's the greatest story I've ever heard.
Jake said, the greatest story ever told.
This is how I do it. Right. This guy's got a pinned up.
I wish I had audio of me just going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like Jim Carrey and when he's crawling out of the pet detective. Yeah.
The rhinoceros.
Yeah.
And Jake only sees him through his legs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
I'm glad we stayed. That was fun.
And on that note.
This is the best time ever.
What'd I tell you?
How else could you end a girls' night out? You?
Well, we got one more
segment. Don't take credit for
that. Die.
Yeah. You have more training to go through.
But just one quarterback on the 53.
What is going on with those Cowboys?
What is happening?
Thank you to Scout Riverwalk. We'll see you.